السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. My dear brother and sister in Islam, some thought I collected for you, I won't share it with you. Don't be in the present of your past, because your past just a lesson to learn from it and grow, and is not a life sentence. Don't be stuck with your past. Learn, grow, and keep moving. If your mouse have one tooth, it ache. Sometimes the dentist has to take it out to save the rest. Similar in life, whatever hinder you and stop you from growing, you have to take it out to keep going. Even if it is yours, like the bad tooth. When a woman get angry or get upset or get hurt, all of a sudden, a lot of women won't talk to her and become friendly. Not to really care for her, but just to know what's going on and keep gossiping. Be careful. You will not hurt no one except yourself. Five. Don't be sad about their leaving your life. Five, don't be sad if they leave your life. One, whoever waiting for any mistake from you to put you down. Two, whoever do not value you and have no respect for you. Three, whoever do not value the relationship and the time you spend together. Four, whoever leave you in a time of hardship. Five, whoever do not care about your happiness. Just think about them. This is five. Don't be sad about them leaving your life. Somebody make this dua and I'm share it with you. O Allah, whoever have bad intention against me or against us. O Allah, don't make us united with them in the seen or unseen or in the thought or in the future. If you get hurt and wounded, you have to cure it and cover it. And by cure it and cover it, it gets cured and it heals. Similar, if you get hurt, don't talk about it. Keep quiet. Cover it. It will heal much better than talking. I find this is the opposite of what everybody do. Somebody said, the most hardest type of hurt, it happened from three. Someone you love, he left. And relative, envy you. And friend, put you down. Whatever how much your niyyah is pure, your intention is pure, you will never be saved from the bad assumption of other against you. The intellect of mankind is three. The behavior of the intellect people is three. You can know about them. One, people are so great. They talk about thinking. Action need to be done with vision and goals. This is a great thinker. Another people, they are a medium intellect. They always talk about action happened. Number three, the people with low intellect, they always talk about others. Think, who are you? Which one you belong to? Which one of overwhelming your thought and your talk? Somebody said, keep silent and make it a habit. It is the best and one of the most beautiful worship. And it generates dignity to you and elevate you and make you exalted in the eye of others. And with it, you save yourself from yourself. And you save your tongue from your mistake. By this way, the people will not come against you. Silent, it make you inherit the wisdom and the love in the heart of other, and it teach you how to be sincere. One elder woman come one time tell me, don't look to the habit and bad habit of other, but be busy correcting your own faults and bad habit. If you do so, Allah will increase your goodness and people will love you. Somebody say, One of the most dangerous things you ever can do to your life, to keep holding rigid and things against people until become layer of layer. Once you keep holding against others in your heart, what it will do? It will make your heart hard, even if your heart is soft. And will make you stubborn with arrogance, even if you love the person. And make you number three, even if you love the person, and make you do not care for him until you lose him. I bear witness to Allah, I saw it over and over and over in my life. And I used to say to people, don't carry in your heart. Don't keep saying, you remember this, you remember that. Don't do that. Shaitan will get you one day and make you destroy yourself, or destroy your life, or destroy the loved one. And after that, exactly, you will become so arrogant, stubborn, even if you lose the one you love. I saw it a lot, a lot, a lot. This why, if you remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said, whoever sleep and have nothing in his heart against anyone, he loved me. And whoever loved me, he will be with me in Jannah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, don't sleep and carry something in your heart against people. Don't come after many months and years and keep saying to your husband or wife or somebody, you remember this, you remember this, you remember this, you remember this, and keep blaming and complaining. Don't do that. It will destroy and will not benefit no one. Somebody said, lose anything you want, but don't lose the heart who love you. And he help work hard to be good to you. Because in this life, some people have heart. This heart is very difficult to find. Women are three. Somebody said, women are three. The weak woman, when she gets hurt, she revenge. The strong woman, if she gets hurt, she forgive. The intelligent woman, if she gets hurt, she completely burden the person and don't even show anything. Please think, reflect. This is a word of wisdom of other. I collect it for you and for me. Listen to it carefully. Listen over and over again. Reflect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be among the sincere one, the pure one, the truthfulness one, the silent one, the one decorated himself with good intention and good quality, the one always tried to help other and be good to other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us among the successful one, dunya and akhirah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.